Hey everyone, welcome back to Stoic Mental Armor, your daily dose of wisdom and chill vibes. I'm your host, Avery Hott, here to help you navigate this crazy thing called life with a little more grace, a little more grit, and maybe a whole lot more laughter along the way. Today we're diving into something super relatable. Overcoming that nasty inner critic and learning to treat ourselves with a little more kindness. Ever feel like your brain is playing a never-ending loop of negativity? You messed that up, you're not good enough. What were you thinking? Yeah, I know that feeling all too well. But guess what? We can rewrite that narrative. We're going to explore 5 key takeaways to help you quiet that inner critic and cultivate some serious self-love. Number 1. Recognize the critic. Seriously, get to know this little voice in your head. When does it pop up? What triggers it? Is it about your appearance, your performance, your relationships? Once you identify the patterns, you can start to disarm its power. It's like facing your fears. Once you know what you're dealing with, you can start to conquer it. Number 2. Challenge those thoughts. Just because your inner critic says something doesn't make it true. Remember that friend who always has a pessimistic outlook on everything. You probably wouldn't take their advice about investing or dating, right? Treat those negative thoughts the same way. Ask yourself, is there evidence to support this? What would I tell a friend feeling this way? Often, you'll realize those harsh judgments are just exaggerated fears and assumptions. Number 3. Reframe your perspective. This is where the Stoic magic comes in. Focus on what's within your control, your actions, your responses, your attitude. You can't control everything that happens to you, but you can control how you react to it. View challenges as opportunities for growth and learning. Remember that epic quote from Marcus Aurelius? Waste no more time arguing about what a good man should be one. Now, number 4. Practice self-compassion. This is huge. We are way harder on ourselves than we would ever be on our friends or loved ones. Imagine someone you care about struggling with the same thing. You'd offer them support and understanding, right? Extend that same kindness to yourself. Talk to yourself like you'd talk to a dear friend going through a tough time. Be gentle, be patient, and remember that everyone makes mistakes. And finally, number 5. Celebrate your wins. Big or small, every accomplishment deserves recognition. We often get caught up in focusing on what we haven't achieved yet. But taking the time to appreciate our successes, even the little ones, can significantly boost our self-esteem and motivation. Remember that time you finally nailed that tricky recipe? Or aced that presentation at work? Celebrate those wins. They're proof of your growth and resilience. Speaking of celebrating wins, let me share a quick story. I was struggling with this project for weeks, feeling overwhelmed, doubting myself, you know the drill. I kept getting stuck in that negative spiral, thinking I wasn't good enough. But then I remembered to practice some self-compassion. Instead of berating myself for not making progress, I acknowledged that I was putting in effort and doing my best under challenging circumstances. I took a break, went for a walk, and came back feeling refreshed and more focused. And guess what? That afternoon, the ideas started flowing, and I actually made significant headway on the project. The point is, overcoming self-criticism isn't about being perfect, it's about being kind to yourself throughout the process. Remember those key takeaways. Recognize the critic, challenge those thoughts, reframe your perspective, practice self-compassion, and celebrate your wins. So, my friends, go out there and slay your day. Treat yourselves with kindness, embrace the challenges, and never stop learning and growing. And remember, you are capable of amazing things. I'm Avery Hart, and until next time, keep that Stoic armor strong and your hearts open.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.